Inmates at the Jackson County Correctional Institution in Black River Falls happily welcomed a batch of new faces to the facility last week, 11 new puppies.
The puppies arrived for the Can Do Canine Prison Dog Training Program, where inmates are given the opportunity to train dogs that go on to become service dogs in the community.
Joining us now to tell us more about the program is Diane Larson, Prison Program Instructor for Can Do Canines. Diane, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Walk us through how this program works. How are the puppies brought to the institution, and who gets to work with them?
Sure. So the organization that I work for has prison programs in 5 different prisons, 2 of them in Wisconsin. So the dogs come in when they're about 4 months old, and they stay for about a year. And the guys who are working with them are chosen quite carefully by the staff of the prison to participate in the program. So,
and how are they chosen? What do they look for in those inmates' histories or
yep, they, or so record? They look at the crime that they're in for. They look at their record of how they've done since they've been in prison. They have to get recommendations from some of the staff. It's probably about 50% of the guys who apply for it don't even get interviewed because
it's
so strict.
Popular. And yeah, it's popular too.
It's popular, yep.
And what kind of dogs are these?
The ones that we have currently at Jackson are Black Labs.
I saw a picture, and besides being Black Labs, they are adorable.
All puppies are cute.
All puppies are cute. They were very cute. So this is a second year for the program at Jackson County Correctional Institution. How did the first year go?
The first year went well. You know, the first year of having puppies in a prison is crazy for everyone. It's crazy for the prisons. It's crazy for the inmates. I mean, just all the logistics that they need to go through to have puppies there. It's amazing that we're able to have the puppies in there. So things kind of start to smooth out a little bit, you know, and so the second ones coming in usually tend to be a little bit easier on staff in the institution.
Any changes this time around, learning from the first year's experience?
No, the guys did well, I think. We have a program at Stanley Prison also, that's been there longer. So I have a little more experience in it. So it's not just a blind leading the blind type of situation.
Tell us how the actual training works. What are these dogs learning to do?
So all the ones that are in prison basically could be mobility assist dogs when they come out. They're learning retrieving stuff. They're learning touching stuff. They're learning some stuff of just like letting the inmates know what's going on around them. I come in and I teach a class one time a week, and the guys take what I teach and they go and they have to work on it the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. It's crazy though. In the prison life, I always say to people, it's like a week on the outside, a month on the outside is like a week in prison. Mm. So, you know, you tell these guys to teach their dogs to sit, and you come back the next week and it's like, show me sit. And they're like, okay, you know, so sit. And the dog like does a backflip and goes and vacuums and and does your laundry and come back and sits in front of you.
Well, that was really interesting, Diane, because in reading about this, I hadn't really thought about it, but these inmates, I mean, in some ways, this is all they're doing, is spending time with these dogs and really giving them incredible attention.
They give them incredible attention. They do have 24-hour supervision, but I think one of the misdemeanors that people don't realize on the outside is that most of the inmates have jobs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these guys work 8 hours, and then they still come back and they train the dogs for a couple hours.
Oh. And they're paired up, so 2 cellmates mm-hmm. are taking care of one dog,
yep.
right?
Yep, and they live in the cell with the guys.
Wow. Diane Larson, prison program instructor for Can Do Canines, telling us about a program where inmates are taught how to train puppies who then become service dogs. And you said that you go in and teach a class every week, Diane. How closely are you working with the inmates and helping them develop these skills? Because these are skills they're developing as well.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, people think it's just about training the dogs, but I tell you, the inmates probably get just as much out of the program as the dogs do. I mean, they're learning patience and responsibility and how to work with other people, and any one of them that's involved with the program, I think, will leave and will not be able to help but be better parents mm-hmm. and better people because of the skills that they're learning in the program.
There's a lot of research about how positive it can be for mental health, physical health, to interact with dogs. I'm guessing for someone who's incarcerated, that connection is really important as well.
Really important. I know a number of the guys that are in the program have said that they've been able to like drop all the meds and stuff that they're on for depression and anxiety and that kind of stuff just from being in the program.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're talking about service dogs that are being trained as puppies by inmates at Wisconsin prison facility, and you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you have a service dog? What kinds of tasks is that dog able to help you with that increases your freedom and your ability to do things for yourself? And maybe you've trained a service dog. We'd love to hear about that as well. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1234. And Diane, you said that the dogs are with the inmates in their cells. Is it all week or are they somewhere else on the weekends?
Well, the dogs go out every other weekend. They get to go home with what we call a foster family. And it's actually a very important part of the program, too. If the dogs had to stay in the prison for the whole year that they were there, they also would become institutionalized. They wouldn't be able to survive in the real world. Mm. The moment they walk out the doors of the prison, it's like they walked into Disneyland.
Wow.
You know. So our fosters who take the dogs on the weekend actually are a very important part of the program. Mm-hmm. We couldn't have the programs in the prisons if it weren't for the fosters who take them out on the weekends.
Well, and that makes sense now that you're saying that, because it seems like the dogs, when they graduate to be service dogs, they're going to be going out
right.
with the people that
Everywhere.
They're helping, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they need to learn all of that. I mean, I've visited a prison a couple of times, but I've not spent time in a prison, but my impression is that it's a pretty loud and overwhelming place. How do the puppies adjust to that?
Yeah, you know, it is. And you would think, like, Jackson has 1,000 inmates, Stanley has 1,500. You would think that the dogs would just get used to chaos, you know, and be okay if when they leave. But it's the same chaos all the time. Mm-hmm. So they get used to the prison life and they kind of tune it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just like walking out the door of prison, if a leaf goes by, all the dogs are like, oh my God, there goes a leaf. What do I do with that? You know? So it's pretty amazing.
So you said that the dogs or the puppies are 4 months old when they come mm-hmm. into the program.
Yep.
Where are they before that?
Before that, they're actually usually in a Great Start home. And so we have people who volunteer to raise them from 10 weeks until 16 weeks. And before that, they're actually at Duluth Prison in Minnesota.
Hmm.
And those Great Start homes, I usually tell people they do kindergarten with the dogs. They do just like little basic training with them. But yeah. that also is an important role because they get exposed to a lot of stuff before they even come into the prison then.
Mm-hmm. So when the puppies finish their year living with the inmates, are they then ready to transition for the most part to be actual service dogs?
No. They got the skills, let me tell you. But they do go in for final training when they turn two. So in the prisons, they're kind of doing high school and grade school with the dogs. And then after that, they go to a long-term foster until they turn two. So usually it's about a six-month commitment for those people. And then when they turn two, they go back up to the center and they get to go to college. They get to pick their career.
I actually got really choked up reading about this because there were so many really wonderful aspects of this program. And one was that it's really hard for the inmates to say goodbye to these dogs.
It is hard for the inmates to say goodbye. Yeah, they fall in love with them.
And they spend a lot of time together.
They spend more time with their dogs probably than you spend with yours.
Or my cat.
Right.
I'm a cat. I'll put it out there. I'm a cat person. But
it's okay.
But I also, it seems like this is really geared not just for the dogs or for the people with whom that they're going to work, you know, for the rest of their lives, mm-hmm. but for the inmates too, because you actually provide inmates with videos of the dogs' graduations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's quite... It's, you know, you see a whole room of inmates and they all have tears in their eyes. You know, it's pretty moving. It's pretty satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Do inmates get the chance to participate more than 1 year, or is it so popular mm-hmm. that you have to kind of spread the wealth?
Yeah, no, in our Wisconsin programs, they're able to continue on as long as they want to. It's surprisingly, like, you would think that every inmate in there wants to be in the program, but it's actually, like, we're always looking for more inmates because of the amount of work that it involves, and they have to give up a lot in order to be in the program, a lot of different things that they just took for granted before.
Mm.
So it actually, it's hard for them. You know, it's a volunteer thing that they do with their free time,
mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of work, so...
With rewards, but a lot.
With rewards. Every one of them will tell you it's worth it. All the work is worth it.
Now, I'm interested, obviously the dogs are being trained in how to be service animals, but what kind of training or or support does someone who's going to have a service dog for the first time need so that they can kind of get the most out of the experience and the most out of that help?
Yeah, so our organization actually has what we call client service trainers, and they work with the clients who end up getting the dogs, and they have to put in a certain amount of hours, which that isn't my field, but I want to say it's something like 25 hours of training that they have to put in, and then they become certified as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not left, I mean, it's not just like, here's your dog. You know, it's quite a process even after the dogs leave us and get paired up with the people.
And one of the things that I did not realize is if you are getting a service dog through other means, it can be very, very expensive. I think I saw a $25,000 price tag.
Yeah, they're now actually saying that they're worth about $30,000.
But through this program, people are able to get them at a much reduced cost.
They get them for free.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's such a benefit to our program, and the reason why the prison systems are such a benefit to us also, because we're able to get a lot of dogs trained at a cost basically of none to us. So, yeah, they pay, I think it's a $50 application fee, and that's the amount that they have to pay to get a dog, which is incredible.
Wow, it sounds like a great program all around and
crazy great.
Really great to learn about. Diane, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Diane Larson, prison program instructor for Can Do Canines. We've been talking about a program where prison inmates are given the opportunity to train dogs that go on to become service dogs.